Thank you very much.
Thank you. I will now recognize myself for 5 minutes. One of the emergency national security concerns is that you have software, infrastructure, hardware, other things that are built overseas that come to the United States with items that are embedded already in them by the time they get here to the United States. This poses obviously security and intellectual property risks. What, A, is this happening, Mr. Schaefer, and B, what are we going to do to fight back against this?
Thank you, sir. The clearly supply chain risk management is an issue that the administration is focused on, that Homeland Security working with partners at the table.
And how are they focused on it? I mean, is this happening? Is this happening?
Whether or not there are specific examples of insertions is something I'd rather talk about in another.
I know you'd rather not. It's just a yes or no question. Is this happening or not?
We believe that there is significant risk in the area of supply chain.
Is it happening to the best of your knowledge?
I'm sorry, I thought I
threw you a softball to begin with.
No, thank
you. Is this happening or not?
Thank you. I missed the very beginning of the question in the wording that you gave me, and I apologize. I don't want to get this wrong. Can you rephrase for me?
Are you aware of any components, software, hardware coming to the United States of America that are already embedded, that have security risks already embedded into those components?
I am aware that there have been instances where that has happened.
Okay. So what are you doing? What is Homeland Security doing about it? What can we do about this?
This is one of the most complicated and difficult challenges that we have. The range of issues goes to the fact that there are foreign components in many U.S. manufactured devices.
Yes.
There are U.S.
That's
components.
The obvious. Keep
there
going.
U.S.
Go
components.
Faster. I've only got 5 minutes here. Yes. There are many foreign components in our materials.
There is a task force that DHS and DOD co-chair to look at these issues with goals to identify short-term mitigation strategies and to also make sure that we have capability for maintaining U.S. manufacturing capability over the long term and are in a position to ensure that the critical infrastructure pieces have what we
need. All right, let me go to a second. It is terribly complicated. I understand it is difficult, but the concern is that it is happening, and it's probably happening on a more frequent basis than most people recognize, that these things are embedded in devices and software, and people don't know that. And it's very difficult to detect. Let me move on and stick with you, Mr. Schaefer, on this. There's a lot of discussion here about private to public having to report to the government. How much did the government, the White House, Homeland Security and others, did they work with the private sector? I mean, the numbers are pretty big. Upwards of 85% of the infrastructure that's used is from the private sector. The networks that are used are run by the private sector. But there's a lot of concern that the private sector really wasn't at the table when this was developed. Were they at the table, and how much so?
So with respect to the proposal that you have before you, as we said, we think this is the beginning of the conversation. It was developed and informed by our long-term and existing relationships with the private sector. Frankly, I have spent the vast majority of my career in the private sector working as a chief information security officer and as a consultant to large corporations. We built this proposal based on what we've learned through the National Infrastructure Protection Plan process, our relationships with each of the sectors, the sector coordinating councils, the ISACs, and others. I believe that this proposal is designed to give the private sector tremendous input into the process, both in identifying the risks, identifying the frameworks, building their own plans. This doesn't prescribe specific technologies they need to use. It doesn't give them a mandate to do this in any certain way. It gives them an opportunity to participate in developing a regime that will allow us to reduce risk.
Mr. Chair.